Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Lametesh, Shavuos 39a, pagination is 77. We'll start from the top of the page, really the last four words on the previous page. Omrim lo, we're saying to the person who's ready to make an oath, Heve Yodea, you should know, Shekola Olam Kulo, that the entire world, Nizdazeya, trembled, B'shosh Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sinai, at the time that Hashem said at Sinai, Lo Sisa Eshem Hashem Elokecha Lashov, the third of the Aseres HaDibros, that a person should not use the name of Hashem dishonestly. And that concept that the entire world trembled is explained by the Marsha, that Hashem's name is the foundation and the sustenance of the world. The entire world exists because Hashem created it and continues to sustain it. We have a pasuk, Ki v'ko Hashem tzur olamim, Hashem created the world with His name. And a person who goes ahead and affirms something that is untrue, associating it with Hashem's name, that's how strongly he's affirming it. He's swearing by the name of Hashem that it's true. He is infringing on that sustenance, on that connection between Hashem and the world. Matish koach, he weakens the relationship. Misalek mihem koach v'yisod habriya, and is taking away the foundation of creation, of that sustenance. And therefore, Nizdaza, the entire world trembled when this concept was unleashed, that a human being could go ahead and use the name of Hashem falsely. The entire world trembled from that possibility. If we consider the words of the Marsha, you could have God protect us, murder on a person. And over here we have murder on the world. Person is weakening, he's depriving its oxygen. And as we'll see in a moment, the concept of an oath falsely has the ability to destroy even that which is not normally destroyed. Description of the Navi, that through fire, stone will be destroyed. So the Marsha explains, because the fire is not consuming it in an active sense, it's which it normally wouldn't do. Fire wouldn't destroy stone. It's destroying it by depriving it of its sustenance for existence. The stone's existence is because Hashem wills it so, and a person who swears falsely is separating between the world and Hashem's influence upon it. Related to the principle that we have, where is God found? Wherever man lets him in. Obviously, Hashem is everywhere, but His presence, His sustenance, His goodness, that this should be a world of blessing, is if humanity creates an environment that God, so to speak, is comfortable in. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, which is what we were making reference to when we said stones could get burnt by fire. The pasuk is on the third of the wide lines, and it's coming from a nevuah in the book of Zechariah. In Perek Hay of Zechariah, the Navi says, Vayomer Elai, and he said to me, Zos ha'ola, this is the curse, hayotzeis al pnei chala'aretz, which goes out on the entire world. Kikol hagonev mizeh kamoha nika. Anybody who steals from somebody else until this point was cleansed. Hashem didn't take retribution yet. And anybody who made an oath until this point was cleansed was not yet punished. Says the pasuk which we quote, "Hotzei Siyanu Um Hashem Tzevakos." All of that is changing now. Uboil Beis Haganov is going to come into the house of the thief, Ve'al Beis Hanishba B'Shmi LaShoker, and into the house of the person who has sworn in Hashem's name falsely, Ve'lona B'Soch Beiso, and this curse will take rest in that house. It's going to make itself comfortable. V'chilatu ve'aseitzav ve'esavonov, and it will destroy the house with its wood and its stone. So let's look at our Gemara. The Gemara quotes. So it says, Siyanu Om Hashem Tzevakos, unleash this curse. Ubol beis haganav beis hanishba b'shmi lashoker, it should go to the house of the thief and the one who swore falsely. V'lona b'soch beiso v'chilato v'seitzo v'esavonov. Says the Gemara, Hotzeisio, it's going to happen, La'alta, it's going to happen immediately now. Ubol beis haganav, what does it mean, the house of the thief? Zagoniv das habrios, this is a person who steals people's understanding. We have a concept of genevas das. You're not allowed to steal a person's intent, to mislead them, even to give a gift that's not really a gift. You invite someone to a party knowing that they're not going to come. So if it's still a courtesy, and that's normal, you invite them, you know they're not going to come, but you invite them, they would be insulted if you didn't invite them, but you press them that they should come, because you want to make it look like you really like them and you really want to give them, and you know they're not coming. And the reason you're doing it is to manipulate, is that they should feel that you invited them so that they owe you a gift, because you really wanted them to come. So playing games like that with people's minds is genevas das. In this case, she'ein lo mamon etzel chavero, he does not have any money owed to him from his fellow, v'toano, but he claims it from the person, umashbio, and forces him to swear. Now, even though that oath is a truthful oath, but he forced an oath upon somebody, that's the ganav that we're talking about. It's a genevas das case. He's tricking people into thinking they have to protect themselves. Ve'al beis hanishba b'shmi lashoker kimashma'o, and a person who swears falsely, that's as it stated. V'lona b'soch beiso v'chilato v'seitzo v'esavonov, and this curse will be unleashed and it will destroy. Halamadata dvarim she'enei shemayim mechalim oson, even things that fire and water do not usually destroy. Shivua shekem mechala osan, this oath is going to unleash such destruction that it will destroy even such things. We mentioned in an earlier session the concept that even a truthful oath is very serious, and we're seeing that from this genevas das case. The person makes an oath to deny, but still, you brought an unnecessary oath into the world. And that's why indeed we find that people really shy away from oaths. Beis Din does not impose them generally. And when we need to affirm something, that's what we do. We affirm it. We don't make an oath to that effect, which is still the essence of truth. But it's not with the name of Hashem as an oath. One more thought, skipping two lines, Uchashmashbiyamosa, when we make the person swear in the Gemara's time, as it was described, Omrimlo, we tell the person, Heva Yodeya, you should be aware, Shalo al Daitcha onamashbiyamoscha, we're not making you swear the way you understand the oath, Ela al Das Hamakam al Das Bezdin, the way Hashem understands the oath, the way Bezdin, the court, understands the oath. So that if a person has some sort of trick and misleading wording in the oath, that he's technically not lying, but we all understand the implication is the equivalent of lying. He's telling us something that, as we understand it, is not true. That would be a violation of the oath. He acknowledges before he makes the oath that the wording of the oath should meet the understanding of those who are listening to it. Rashi points out the reason for this is because sometimes you have a person who's saying something, and through his tricks, he's not technically lying. There was a case of a person who put the money that was owed into a cane, and then, as he walks up to make the oath that he returned the money, he hands the cane to the other litigant and says, "Hold this, please." And when he makes the oath, it's totally truthful. He indeed returned the money. It was in the cane. But that's not the way we understood the oath. We understood it that he's denying owing the money because he returned it in a conventional sense, in a way that the person could keep the money and would keep the money because he was knowingly repaid. And that's not what's happening in this oath. So just like we would say, you're making the oath in English, you're making the oath in Spanish, in whatever dialect, in whatever style, whatever those words mean in the method that you're using to express yourself, that's the way we're going to understand the oath. And in such a way, it will be indeed binding in a conventional sense. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.